This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. On the program, we're going to be talking about the Kiwanis Avenue of the Flags project here in Adrian. I'm happy to have on the program to talk a little bit more about that is Lynn Punnett from the Adrian Kiwanis Club. Lynn, it's good to have you back on the program.
I love coming on your program. Thank you for having me.
This is such a quite a project that the Adrian Kiwanis Club does every single year. And oh my gosh, has it ever grown? And let's kind of give a history of how this got started here in Adrian, Lynn.
Okay. Well, it came to community in 2011 to a dear gentleman that many people in your listening audience will know, Mr. Dave Seiler.
Oh, yes.
And Mr. Larry Steffen brought it to this community. I forget which one of them. One of them made a trip somewhere out in the Midwest and came back and said, we have heard of this project and we really want to bring this to Adrian. So they brought it to our club that voted immediately yes. So we are in the 15th year now, thanks to those gentlemen who had quite a vision.
Yeah. Doesn't seem possible. It's been 15 years.
No, but and the growth, which I know we'll get into today, is just amazing. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Well, you know, it all started where? In what area of town?
Well, it started on Scott Street. The first flags to go up in 2011, there were 20 flags on Scott Street. And the program has changed quite a bit because back then they would put the flag out in the morning on, say, Memorial Day, and then they would go back and take it out that night. So the flags only flew for one day in the early years of the program, and that's certainly different now.
Yeah.
But it started on Scott Street with 20 flags.
And that certainly, you know, with the amount of people that were involved at that time, too, to do that first time, you know, that first project.
Yeah, and we had to work out all the logistics, right? What's the ground anchor going to be? How tall is the pole going to be? What, you know, how big is the flag going to be? So it took a little while to work all that stuff out, but we have a really well-oiled machine today, I would say. A great program in place with a number of volunteers. I mean, today we have about 130 volunteers it takes to get the flags out, and 75 to 80 of those are our club members. But we have people from the community just love the program so much, they're not even in Kiwanis, and they will take a route and help us. So it's quite a process. I think we have, 40 teams of people now, each with their own route going out to install flags.
That's amazing. And you have partnered with other organizations too, not only individuals, but other organizations too, right?
Yeah, because we got to the point where we couldn't do any more flags as a club.
Yeah.
I mean, the club members could only do so many, and we had people wanting flags, and it's a fundraiser. I mean, ultimately, it certainly is a patriotic display that we're very proud of, but it is a fundraiser for the club. So we started looking for community partners and have many of them now, and we share the revenue with them. It's a fundraiser for them too. So we share the proceeds with them. For example, the AMVETS here in Adrian. We have church youth groups. We have two different groups from Adrian Public Schools, band boosters. We have three athletic teams from Lenawee Christian Schools. The Maurice Spear Campus guys go out and help us and have their own route. So it's quite a few people that come together that make it possible besides just members of the Kiwanis Club.
Which is just amazing, and I think it's just great. And it shows the great collaboration that we always have here, not only in Adrian, but for Lenawee County as a whole.
Yes.
Now, with these flags, it is the Avenue of the Flags Project. So these are done on certain holidays then, Lynn?
Yes. There are seven patriotic holidays that we want to honor. And so we go out every year for the first time just before Memorial Day. Sometime that week before Memorial Day, the flags will be installed at the latest Friday night of that weekend. And they fly through Memorial Day, through Flag Day. We leave them up through Juneteenth and all the way through the 4th of July for that first outing. So they fly about 6 weeks for that first time that we go out. Then we bring them all back in and we go back out again just before Labor Day. And they will fly for a couple of weeks until 9/11 through Patriot Day.
Sure.
So we leave them up through 9/11. We bring them all back in again, and then we take them out for the last time somewhere around November 1st. But we'd like to get them up before the elections, whenever the elections are going to be held. And they will fly for the final time through Veterans Day, which is November 11th every year. Mm-hmm. And we bring them in after that. And then we spend the winter cleaning and pulling out torn and tattered ones and replacing them. We actually do that after every outing. We, you know, assess the condition of the flags and replace those that we need to, because they wear out.
Sure, you know, sure. They, I mean, like anything else.
Right. They usually are torn and tattered before they're faded.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Either way, we want to have really pristine quality flags flying. And so, you know, if somebody notices one that doesn't look good, please let us know.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
we don't want that out there.
Well, it's all, of course, it depends on the type of weather you have while
yes.
they are up too.
Yes.
Because if we have a lot of wind that really, you know, makes those flags wave.
Yes.
You know, there's some wear and tear on that, not only on the flag, but also on the pole itself too.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've had storms with extremely high winds that have bent flag poles over.
Sure.
And so, you know, the weather is the game changer,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But the wind is the greatest thing that takes a wear and tear on the flags.
Absolutely.
Really is the wind.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get the flags, where do you get the flags from?
We buy the flags from a company in Brooklyn.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, and these flags, we will only fly flags that are made in the USA.
Good for you.
You know, in the early years, we bought them off the internet, and they were made in some other country. And besides the fact that, that's just not what we want to do,
yeah.
we want to support an American company, they didn't last.
Yeah,
they did.
Yeah.
They did not have the quality that the flags that we buy here in not only in Michigan or in the U.S., but right here in Brooklyn. I think it's called the Flagpole Company.
Yes.
And so we buy hundreds of flags a year from them. We generally replace 300 or 400 a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's expense. That's an expense of the project. But we have to, and we want to.
Sure.
Yeah.
So how tall are the poles?
The poles are 10 feet tall, but they go down into the ground about a foot. And so they stand above ground 9 feet.
Sure.
Yeah. And the flag is a 3x5 flag.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a, you know, a pipe that we set in the ground that holds them in place. We call it the anchor. Some clubs call it the sleeve.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
But we call it the anchor.
Yeah.
And it goes down about 12 feet or 12 inches.
12 inches.
12
yeah.
inches. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah. I've had a flag in my front yard for a number of years now, as you well know.
Yes.
And it's very well done every single year.
Yeah.
And they mark it so they know where that shaft or that sleeve is.
Yes.
So that they know. And it's sometimes just made just a little mark on the curb.
Yeah. We take a little dab of white spray paint and put on the curb so mm-hmm. we know where it is. And then every route captain has a list and they know every single flag, if it's 24 or 30 or 36 inches from the edge of the curb, and people wouldn't realize that. But there are actual measurements from the edge of the curb too, from that white paint mark. We'd be looking forever.
Yes,
for that
yes.
thing in the ground
yeah.
if we didn't have a map to get us to the spot.
Plus, for those who have not maybe have done this yet, when that, I call it the sleeve, is
yep.
put into the ground, it's done so it's level. So when you don't have the flag there, it's level with the ground. So if you go over with your mower,
oh, yeah.
it's not going to bother it
no,
whatsoever or your mower at
and
all.
And we put a little yellow cap
yes.
in the top just to keep the water out.
Yeah.
And it's easier for us to find with that
sure.
little cap in it. But yeah, people mow right over the top of it all the time
yep.
and there shouldn't be any trouble. I
yeah.
mean, I guess sometimes over many years, maybe it'll creep up a little bit and we'll send an anchor team out and reset a new one if we need to. But generally, there's no problem at all with those.
So far, how much money have you raised with this?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Over, well, counting what we know we will raise this year, we will raise $430,000 in 15 years.
That's awesome.
And every dollar, every single dollar goes back to the community. I mean, we do have expenses from the program, you know, that we have to cover, but these are all volunteers. Nobody's paid anything. And so every single dollar goes back to the community. It's about now 45,000, 46,000, 47,000 a year that is going back to community at the level of flags that we currently have.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of good is being done with that amount of money, Lynn.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We fund as a club our mini grants. Many nonprofits apply for grants from us up to $2,500 every year. We fund our mini grants. We fund the annual Thanksgiving dinner that we do in partnership with Alpha Coney Island and Adrian Public Schools.
Sure.
You know, that comes from the proceeds from the flag program. We have Special Olympics. Good timing. I'll plug that. That's a week from tomorrow.
Yeah.
No, that's in 2 days.
In 2 days.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's in 2 days.
Right.
Out at the field house at Siena, and Kiwanis will be there with a whole area where we have carnival games for the Olympians, and we fund that. The Splash and Dash, the YMCA Splash and Dash. We give them money every year for their event. Those are the kinds of things that this project funds. We also have a partnership with the Salvation Army at Christmas time every year where we fund Christmas gifts for families that they identify.
Sure.
All of that comes from this project. So directly back into community. That's the goal.
So hopefully we have got people inspired to be able to be a part of the program. And so how do they go about that? And is there a deadline? I mean, as this airs, is there a deadline for them to make sure that they can get included for this year?
Well, we take flag orders all year long.
Okay.
Okay. But if they want the flag installed before Memorial Day, then we really do have to know by May 10th. We are finalizing our routes this week.
Okay.
And so, yeah, we really need to know at the latest by May 10th. And even if you're an existing customer and you haven't given me your renewal yet, we need to know by May 10th if you want to stay in the program. Because especially for new customers, we have to have time to go out and set that sleeve in the ground,
sure,
right?
Sure,
and that has to be done ahead of time. So May 10th, I would say, is the deadline. But if they don't make it and we just don't get it in by Memorial Day weekend, we will get out that next week and have it in before Flag Day. But we take orders all year long. So
how much does the flag cost?
A flag is $45 for the year. All those seven patriotic holidays is just $45. If you have three or more flags in your location, then it's $35 a flag. So there's a break if you have multiple flags. But honestly, it's quite a bargain.
Yeah, it sure is.
$45 and you do nothing except it just shows up and waves beautifully in front of your home or your business. Just, you know, engage with us and support the club and contribute to really great things happening in community through this program. Besides the patriotic display.
Oh, I know.
They're amazing. I mean, people, you know, you just see them go up and all of a sudden our Facebook page as a club will blow up and people will start saying, oh, the flags are up. It's just so fantastic. I love this time of year. Yay for the flags.
Yeah, yeah, so. Exactly. Yeah, and it's really beautiful to be able to see all those flags up and see how it grows every single year.
Yeah.
And seeing the additional flags that go up as well. So if they are interested in participating, what's the best way for them to make contact?
Well, they can either give us a call at 517-270-4350. That's a phone set aside for our flag program.
Okay.
And I will return the call if I don't answer. Or anybody can email AdrianKiwanisFlags@gmail.com. You could also go to the Adrian Kiwanis website, and there's a PDF form they can download there that they can fill out on paper and either scan or mail to us. I have a lot of people who mail that form in, and it comes to our P.O. Box 601 at the post office.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the phone number once again is?
517-270-4350. And, you know, I don't know if we stated how many flags are now flying in community. Maybe we did, but I want people to know that we now have almost 1,600 flags flying around Adrian through this program.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that's amazing. And no, we haven't. And I'm glad you brought that up. So, because that is simply an amazing amount of flags, an amazing amount to be able to be put up with your volunteers and the groups that are helping out, too.
Yeah,
so this is just great. Yep. And again, this is all for the Adrian Kiwanis Club with raising money for the money to come back into the community. As we mentioned earlier in the program, some of the things that you do fund and help out with. So let's make this another year in which we grow that number.
Yes.
And, really fly that flag throughout the patriotic holidays here in Adrian. And it's such a beautiful sight. Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes. Lynn Punnett, thank you so much for being on the program.
Glad to be here, Dale. Thanks.
It's good to have you with us. I'm Lynn Punnett with the Adrian Kiwanis Club, my guest here on Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.